listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Okay.
Hey everybody, it's me, Aberrato. It's October 8, 2014. I don't know if anyone's been in the live stream today, but if they haven't, this is the beginning of the live stream for October 8, 2014. We have Errol C. in the chat. Hi, Errol.
Hi, how are you, Ab?
I'm using push to talk right now, so if you don't hear me, that's because I forgot to push.
Are you talking on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on a cell right now. Smartphone. I call them smart because they're smart.
It sounds pretty good.
They are pretty good when you get a when I'm not moving. I'm not moving right now. Miss a lot of fidelity on a smartphone.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. You must have a headset with it though, or is it just a regular thing without the headset?
No, it's just a Bluetooth. Bluetooth, you know, Bluetooth.
Yeah, I've never used one. Well, I listened to Dustbin, the whole thing. It's a bit too much. A lot of work to put that all together.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, give me your thoughts. Give me your thoughts. I'll just sit and listen.
Okay.
I'd like to hear.
Okay, well, my thoughts are I was going to write something in...
Sorry to interrupt. But just so people know, you're a big audio listener, so I do value your opinion, of course, because you are a huge audio listener, audiophile like myself. You must listen almost as much as myself.
I listen to a lot of stuff, yeah. I just posted in the chat a Veronica Clark interview that I really enjoyed, although it's actually a roundtable. She is on with two other guys back in January of this year, and I actually haven't even finished it yet, but I really enjoyed it because I think her take on... whole white nationalist John Friend, you know, all the white nationalist stuff. I think she has a balanced take on the whole thing and the history of Germany and all this stuff and World War II and everything. I think she has a pretty good take on it compared to everyone else. I mean, she's willing to look at the criticisms because a lot of these white nationalist websites, they never look at any criticism of Hitler or anything. But she looks at the whole picture. She's unbiased, as far as I can tell. She just wants to be a historian. And that's why I really enjoyed listening to it, because she's tired of all the people that have inside of them. They don't like Jews, so they use revisionism as a way to attack them. You see? So anyway, that's another topic. You'll enjoy that podcast, I think.
I have really mixed emotions about Hitler because now, of course, we have Blue Moon who's telling me all about how it was just a Jesuit plot to set the two powers upon each other. And so I talked to Jan Erik last night, who was telling me about the S-Moms and S-Mom Castle in Rome and how these two, there's no real difference between National Socialism and Communism. And, of course, the United States and all Western nations are all... set up to the 10 tenets of communism. So what is so bad about communism if we're living in it? It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really... There's different forms of government that control a population. So it's just a different label for it, whether it's democracy, communism, or national socialism, or dictatorship, or monarchy. They all are applied in different places, and some work and some don't. So I don't know. Anyway, I was going to talk about Dustbin. I listened to the whole thing, and I felt it was really mean. I mean, they were having fun during it, which I was a little disappointed with. And the ending of it was kind of mean, how they edited some of your words together, and I didn't like that. I listened to it with an open mind, as I listened to everything, and I still came away you've got to have something better to do with your time than worry about some guy that was on this website talking and somehow, you know, getting in all the minutiae about the whole thing. I'm just like, It's not worth the time. That's all I have to say, really. I like the guy. I hope they produce good content in the future because I'll listen to it, right? So, because I've enjoyed all their shows in the past, so I hope this is just a blip and that they will just get over it, you know?
Yeah, I really don't. I have so much to do in a real life and in my fake life on the website. Just keeping the chat up is obviously turned into a huge headache. But we listen to them. I listen to their concerns. I'm very happy they got it all out and boiled it down to 5 hours. Congratulations, guys. Good work. You boiled it right down into a 5-hour thesis. I did enjoy the podcast, and I don't know if they did the mashup. I heard someone else did the audio mashup, and that takes a ton of work. Oh, that's a lot of work. I mean, that's Howard Stern producer work.
Yeah, well,
you're right. What is the end game?
Yeah, like,
are they trying to attack me? Or
like, they were really trying. Like, the very end of it was really smearing you and Fakeologist. And I just can't believe they feel that way. If somebody else prepared that section, it makes more sense to me. Because I know you've done a lot of work to support them and put together their podcasts in the past. And they're saying in the podcast that, well, you're still not beyond questioning, blah, blah, blah. You know, I would, sometimes you have to put yourself in other people's shoes. How would they feel if they were put under such a microscope that they were putting Fakeologist under? You know, I mean, there's got to be a line drawn in the sand somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I guess they waited a long time to do it, too. I guess they didn't just do it right away, and I thought they were just on vacation. They even put a clip of me on the thing, because I did ask a few weeks ago where they were.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
I asked where they were, too.
Yeah, I also phoned. I phoned Badazir as well. I have his personal phone number.
Okay.
So I phoned him. And he didn't accept my call. So there's the other side of the story.
They're whining that people didn't contact him or didn't seem to contact him, which I find unbelievable now that you've told me that. It's strange.
First they said no one contacted, then they said a few people contacted them, but not enough people contacted them. They're all over the map.
The clip they played with me, they didn't play the whole thing. I think I remember somebody saying they had talked to them. I think Rollo had talked to them or tried to talk to them.
Rollo told me he was trying to do a moderation intervention, and Delcroix was in there too. So there were quite a few people that were actively trying to create a bridge.
Yeah.
But I can only spend so much time, and I can only give my position so many times because it's not really that interesting.
Well, it's
That's
funny
my opinion.
At the end of the broadcast, they throw in a soundbite saying, "We trusted you," as if you're like this paragon of virtue. I mean, you never said you knew everything.
Absolutely not. Yeah, you know? I'm not. I'm a guy that's it's created a public diary. That's all.
You
it is.
Led them
it's
astray.
A public diary. Yeah, it's a public diary. That's what I've got up here, guys. A public diary.
I know.
That's
said that
filled
many times.
With multimedia. Multimedia. I enjoy the computer probably more than Fakeology a lot of times, just all the new things and whatnot. But it's a public diary. Create your own. There's a billion pieces of software now. When I started, there was only about one that was really decent called Gray Matter. But ever since whatever year that was, there's a million billion of them. Try one. You'll like it.
Yeah, well, if I had the time, I mean, I don't have much time to do stuff like this. I'm more of a listener to podcasts. I occasionally contribute here, and I've called Chris's show a couple times, and I think I was on a dustpan once, and I enjoyed them all. It's nice to be able to share your feelings and talk with people, and I like your site for that. I appreciate it, you know?
And
I don't have
you,
time to
even
do
though
this.
Fakeology, even though a website can't like you back.
I'm not asking for that. I think they kind of want.
I think they were. I think they were.
They like the social part of it, and that's great. You know, they can have that with other people. They sounded like they were being outcast by us, and I don't believe that's true at all. They're not being, you know, censored by us. If they want to talk about certain topics,
not really. No.
If they want to talk about certain topics, they can chat with anybody about anything.
Yeah, you want to talk about chemtrails? Start up a chemtrail blog. But this is. I, you know, this is a limited hangout, and you can use that clip in any mashup you want. I don't really, it doesn't bother me if you want to use that clip. This is a limited hangout. It's my limited hangout. It's limited to what I'm interested in. If I want chemtrails, I'll go to David Icke. If I want 9/11 controlled opposition, I'll go to the Fetzer blog, which is a real shitstorm of comments, by the way. It's a nightmare trying to read through that. And I don't know how some guys do it. But I am a limited hangout for my interest.
I like Fetzer's Sandy Hook shows.
I'm not interested in Sandy Hooks anymore, but I listen to it when I'm out of podcasts. And if I feel like continuing to listen, but lately I've been listening to music again. That's a sad commentary, isn't it? Back to music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just getting kind of thin pickings now, I've noticed. Just once you
I just heard Robert from Java Ring and Jim are back at it. I like those guys. He reactivated as I posted on my blog, fakeologist.com. And by the way, you're listening to Audio Chat at audiochat.fakeologist.com.
Yeah.
I think I say fakeologist.com too much because when they built their mashup, they must have used it 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah. I heard it a lot.
Or unless I found it amusing.
Well, you could take one and just repeat it over and over.
Oh, I know. I know what you can do. I know.
And you can voice morph it to make it sound like it's not the same.
Yeah. Exactly. Voice morphing. Ooh,
I didn't really hear that voice morph, though. I missed it. I couldn't hear it from Psyopticon. Am I missing? I don't know.
Maybe you got to get the original clip. When they were playing it through their speakers, it didn't work. Find the original clip. It's probably on my website somewhere.
I'm not that interested, though.
No,
really,
me neither.
I'm not. When I interacted with him, I never had a problem. But I think when I went on vacation, this thing kind of exploded. And then when I came back, I was kind of like the aftermath of it. It was dying down a bit, but... he was very rude sometimes for sure. And that I wouldn't even go to the voice morphing. I would just simply say, you know, slap him on the wrist for being rude, give him a chance if he repents. And if he doesn't recant, then he has to be banned. And that's all there is to it. Because of rudeness, not because of
voice morphing. I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. And PsyOptiPickle just came on fakeologist.chattango.com. And, if you're listening, PsyOptiPickle, I did have to ban you. You're banned off that one for now, so you'll have to come back with another incarnation of yourself if you really feel like it, because you're just being disruptive, even on the temporary Fakeologist chat, which is at ChatTango. I'm going to switch that over soon, but I have appointed a couple moderators. So
That's good.
One of them is Jim. One of them is Jim.
Is Jim in China from Marcus's show?
Yeah, I don't want to call him from Marcus's show because he is his own entity. So we evaluate everyone on... Yeah, that's where I've heard
That's where
him.
I know him from.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. So
that's
Jim
my way to reference him, and I will stop from now on.
Well, I don't know. We have to ask him how we can reference him because I think he is behind the paywall with his broadcast. So we'll have to talk to him about that if he wants to. But he's supposed to be meeting me here on the Fakeologist audio chat.
Yeah, I saw that in the chat.
We'll talk to him in a minute.
Oh, he's a good guy. He's very interesting.
Very good guy. Very good guy.
Yeah, so
far.
Yeah, even if he has to talk to Canadians.
I think it was Marcus who said that Canadian truckers, they go into washrooms and spread feces on the wall. All of them. Every washroom, every trucker. Something like that.
Oh, I'm not a trucker.
Did you hear that, though? He's just saying he goes into
truck stops. I heard some of that.
Something like that?
I think he was joking. I hope he was. I think he was just being sarcastic.
Yeah, I missed it.
I don't know.
I'm pretty good at sarcasm.
I don't know. I'll listen to Marcus. I'll listen to anybody. If I can get gold nuggets from anything. But, yeah, there's not a lot to listen to. I've tried to listen to Carolyn Yeager. She's not... she has some good guests sometimes. But,
yeah, I don't. I don't listen to her. Actually, I was getting her mixed up with Veronica Clark.
No, they're not. They're not friends. Not at all.
No, I know. I guess they all like to create controversy because
well,
that's
Howard
Veronica Stern has proven. Controversy is the best radio. We know that.
Yeah.
That's old though. All these dialectics. That's how people will get interested. Yeah. In anything, any topic, dialectics of everywhere, dialectics of go-go.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think you'd like the Veronica Clark podcast I sent you, so hope you can listen to it sometime soon.
Oh, sorry. Just give me one sec here. I'll see.
You're listening to fakeologist.com. Let's listen to the radio here. This is Talk 640 in Toronto.
Well, you know what, and that's probably a true that it's a fear, but there's nothing to fear but fear itself. Look at the French Revolution. They walked up to that monarchy and they chopped off that king's head. So let's just have a little backbone, shall we?
Well, it's funny you bring up France, because they're the ones that have already passed legislation requiring workers to turn off their work-related smartphones after 6 p.m. Thanks, appreciate the phone call. Back out to the DVP, here's Jesse. Jesse, go ahead, you're on AM 640.
Hi, I've been in the HR industry for about 15 years. I've hired hundreds of people, and particularly with younger candidates that are taking a job, maybe first time, second time. One of the things that I always told them, and these are with major corporations, is be very, very cognizant of the precedents that you set in the early days. Because that's what will become expected of you. If you leave at 5 o'clock on the nose every day, it becomes the norm. If your colleague beside you leaves at 7:30 p.m. every day, that becomes the norm. If you, and if you answer emails all night long, that becomes the norm, and it becomes an expectation. And as long as your work is quality, I firmly believe and I firmly see that it will be there the next day. And getting that jump is not going to move the needle, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, Jesse, I think that's a good point, that sometimes we're masters of our own demise, that we've set this expectation. Sure, employers might be sending out emails, and you might have a boss that wants to work till 10 or 11 at night, but does that necessarily mean you have to? If you don't respond to those emails, and I would do it first thing, but I'd do it at 9:01, maybe not at 10 o'clock the night before.
And honestly and genuinely, when is the last time anybody heard of someone getting fired because of the work they wouldn't do after hours? It just doesn't work that way. Our legislation in this country is too strong. Yeah, that might happen.
Well, that's an interesting topic. Do your bosses expect too much from you? Are your bosses working longer hours than you are and therefore expect you to work the same amount of hours? If you have a smartphone, are you 24/7 connected to your boss? Is that right or wrong? I think it's wrong. You got to have downtime. You got to have time on your own, time to do your hobbies, time with your family, time to do nothing, time to go to fakeologist.com all the time, whenever you want to or never. And we're still waiting. Are you back?
Police have released.
No, I'm in I'm in a waiting room now. So I'm gonna with a noisy TV.
So I had Talk 640 on for a little bit.
Oh, that's what that is, huh?
Did you hear that radio I had on for a while there?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. There's a TV behind me blaring, so I couldn't really concentrate.
They were talking about how some bosses are working late at night, and they are creating expectations that are unreasonable for their employees, calling you at any time of the day or any time of the night, invading our private time.
Well, you can always turn your phone off, but it does come with a power button.
Yeah, but how many people actually turn it off?
I don't, but I should, because it's better to turn any computer off once in a while to recalibrate it.
Yeah, because people go to sleep with their phones. I mean, they're not unconnecting themselves from the matrix, from the web. When I went on my vacation, we were off the grid, almost off the grid. We went camping up north, and we spent a week in the wilderness. And it was kind of, the silence was kind of hard to take for a while, because you're kind of used to TVs and computers and cell phones. It was nice to just shut everything off and get away from it all. Yet one guy had, well, a couple of guys had cell phones, and they could still check the weather report, because there was a signal up there. They only did it once a day, just to check the weather, which was helpful, because we had rain and stuff.
Were you up at Algonquin?
No, not that far north. It was near, it was west of Orillia, northwest of Orillia, south of,
Hardly far at all.
Huh?
Not very far at all.
No, because they know this place that's isolated. It's a lake that's not well known, and you have to portage in there, so you're not far, but you're, it's just like you are far away, but nobody goes there. It was Crown Land.
Yeah, I've stayed up there before, and what strikes me is at night it's so quiet when you're staying out in a cabin, even at a resort. Dead quiet, not a hum or anything.
Yeah, exactly. We did a lot of fishing there. Fishing and campfires and swimming, wildlife. It was good. Good to get away.
How was the lake this year? Pretty warm?
It was warm most every day, yeah. This was the third week of August. It was nice. It was raining a couple days, but it wasn't like really cold. It was nice weather. But the lake is kind of it's kind of dark water. I didn't really swim too much there. Just, you know, have a about a 15, 20-minute swim just to clean the sweat off, and then you're good for the rest of the day. So where's Jim?
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. He's having trouble getting in here. Can you? I'm not on my computer now. Can you go look in Chat Tango and see if he's coming over?
Yeah. What button to push where? Is it on the website? And you said the setup is there on screenshots. There's nothing after that.
Yeah, I think he was having trouble setting it up, or he didn't like pressing the submit button, he said.
Well, I had a hard time getting it set up myself. It took me about 2 weeks to get it going. It never works when you first try it. It took a couple of days for it to start to work. Well, I think I'm going to shove off. Nice talking to you, Ab.
Okay, it was nice chatting with you. All the
talk
best.
To you later.
Thanks for your thanks for your review.
Okay, no problem. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, everybody. That's me and Jim Barreto. We're back over here in the live stream. I just have a comment to make. I've installed a new chat service on fakeologist.com. Let's hope it works. It's a paid piece of software, so it better work. Test it out. Try it out. I created two rooms. Created just the main chat room and the audio chat room. So if anyone is in the audio chat making notes, put the links in the audio chat sub chat room of the chat. So we have a chat with unlimited chat rooms. That's the point. So the new chat has unlimited chat rooms. Only I can create them, I believe. So what'll happen is I'll have the main chat room and then we'll have the audio chat room. That way the links can, or relevant links to the audio chats that go on, can go in a place where everyone can see them. Since you put links in the TeamSpeak, not everyone can see them, obviously. And there are quite a few audio chat listeners. These are people that just leave their browser open and connected to the live stream, which of course can be found at s3.fakeologist.com, where you can eavesdrop on some of favorite fakeologists who talk about mostly fakery. Well, I'm sure you'll get the odd conversation that falls away from 9/11 and fakery, even though it's a 9/11 website, and yet others accuse us of talking about 9/11. But the website's about media fakery and 9/11, but we get criticized for talking about it. Isn't that strange? Isn't that like going to, I don't know, Fully Raw Christina's vegan blog? Fully Raw blog and asking why she doesn't talk about meat. You know, some people are just never satisfied, but it's okay. We're open to comments, but I think most of the people that listen are smart enough to know what makes sense and what doesn't. We don't have to explain it. So indulge in the new chat at fakeologist.com. Let's hope it doesn't crash the site like the last one. And as always, we have fakeologist.chattango.com. You can always go there. You need a handle. We do not allow anonymous posters, but we don't screen the posters. So if you are savvy enough to log in, unfortunately, those names are not linked to the site. So anybody can log in. And apparently Psyopticon has logged in a couple times to disrupt, which is too bad. But eventually we have a couple moderators. I gave Vidair moderation privileges. And Jim in China asked to do it, so one day we'll have him on the broadcast, but in the meantime, he said he would help out with the moderation. But that's the backup chat anyway. Nothing to do with the main chat, but you can go there too. And you can even talk about stuff that's not 9/11 and media fakery if you want.
because I'm not going to save that chat for the most part. I might look at it now and then, but I'm not going to save it. So the main chat is on fakeologist.com. You'll find that that chat will follow you wherever you go on the website. It's supposed to stay on the page, and you can move it around and boogie and read the page and leave a chat window open. A little more flexible. Hopefully a little more powerful. Hopefully a little more stable. Got a couple people on the call tonight. The audio chat. We got Jan Eric. We got Vader. Any of you guys want to speak up or let me know if you've tried the new chat? You can talk anytime. We got K-Ham in the lobby. And if you are interested in joining in on fellow fakeologists, just head over to audiochat.fakeologist.com. Download TeamSpeak for your PC, IBM compatible, your Macintosh, your Android, or your Apple phone, your Linux box. All of them have TeamSpeak applications. All of them will connect to the TeamSpeak Fakeologist server. You have to have a little bit of computer knowledge to set it up. You have to know how to install a program, and you have to go to the settings, which come up automatically when you start the program. You have to type in a server name. That name is fakeologist.ddns.net. Then you have to choose a username. Hopefully it's something similar to the Fakeologist site so people know who you are. And then you click connect, and you will connect to the Fakeologist TeamSpeak application. You will then be in the lobby. The lobby is where we meet and greet. You would like to talk on the live stream, which anyone can listen to at s3.fakeologist.com. Your voice will need to be verified with one of our happy operators. If there's no happy operators around, then you'll just have to send me a message or wait till we can hear your voice. Usually we hang out in the evenings at the Fakeologist audio chat, but a lot of the times there's no one here because no one has anything to say, apparently. Many times, or most of the time, the stream will be quiet. It will be fakeologist quiet. That means nobody is in the TeamSpeak application and talking. That's fine. Silence is golden, as somebody said. Any time you hear voices, there's a good chance that there are real fakeologists in this chat room, the audio chat. So feel free to join in and strike up a conversation. You do not need to rehearse. You do not need previous experience. We accept all. We are a very accepting and accommodating bunch. Someone's in the live. Jan Eric just sent me a live stream chat. I'll read it out since it's available for all to see. And he said he listened to Dustband 21 today. What a sad state of affairs it was. Only emotion and no rationality. That's an interesting comment. I did talk about Dustband 21 last night a little bit. I started the conversation, but like many audio chats, it tended to meander away from the topic because people were clearly not interested at the time. But I don't mind bringing it up again. Yes, Dustband 21 was full of emotion. Obviously, those two are emotional guys. I still like them. I have no beef with them and their research, but I do think that this has become a major distraction, and it's too bad that they think it's enough to derail the whole exercise in fakeology. I don't dwell on, I only basically dwell on subjects that matter to me, and I'm no different from any other human being. And this little dust up does not interest me enough. I didn't take it as seriously as they did, but we're different people, so we're just going to leave it at that. Jan Eric,
yes,
go ahead. You're on the broadcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just didn't think it was that big a deal. I thought, yeah, it was disruptive, and Psyop the Clown came to the unmoderated fakeologist.chattango.com site today and started up again with his disruption, and I just quickly banned him and cleared all his chats out with one mouse click.
He might be an MI6 asset, maybe. I think so.
Well, if he isn't an MI6 asset, maybe he's pretending to be one. You know, there are a lot of James Bond wannabes, aren't there?
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I never...
No, it's hard to figure out. We can theorize, though.
We can theorize. It doesn't matter because I'm not interested in what he has to say. If he wants to constantly just call me Tavistock Tim and discredit Simon Shack, well, that's too bad, but it's not taking me off my game.
Nope.
My subconscious is deeply embedded with media fakery now. It would take quite a major event to blow it out of my system.
Exactly. That's very well put, Tim.
Unfortunately, it's deep, deep, deep. It's buried 1,000 layers below sea level at this point. So,
yeah. If you look at the Carl Jung picture of the iceberg, or is that the correct word in English? Iceberg?
An iceberg, yeah. That's what the Titanic allegedly hit.
Yeah,
Newfoundland.
You have the conscious mind, and you have the subconscious, and you have the unconscious, and below that you have the collective unconscious, which would be instinct. That animal has, yes.
Right.
So we are aware of like less than 10% of our mind.
Hmm.
That is why we are so easy to program.
They say an iceberg is only 10% of an iceberg is above the water. The rest is underneath.
Exactly. It's the same thing with the mind.
Okay. So 10% of our mind is... Yeah, does that mean 10% of our mind is being used and the rest is empty?
No,
10%
of the mind is what you are aware of that you have, that you can actually analyze yourself.
All right.
You need to go to cognitive therapy to access deeper levels.
Well, when I want to get into my deeper levels and I have problems, I just blame my parents like all North Americans.
Well, it's not their fault. They're a product of the operant conditioning system from Prussia, so you cannot blame them for being programmed to not think and worship authority, fortunately. It's not a bad trait they are born with. It's called neuropsychology. That is what you use when you apply that psychology, which is operant conditioning and classical conditioning. Classical conditioning is Pavlov, the Russian guy, and operant conditioning is the German version of it. But both Pavlov and B.F. Skinner studied under Wilhelm Wundt in Dresden in Germany. They were his pupils at the same time. So it's just two different approaches.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if I run into any money in my lifetime, I think I'm going to go back to school and study psychology.
Yes.
I think that would be worthwhile.
Yes.
Because that has got to be one of the most fascinating subjects, the human mind and how to control it.
Yeah. Alan Watts says that the humans are the most studied animal on the planet, and I tend to agree with him.
Well, they say the human mind is the most misunderstood or non-researched thing in the world. They say we know less about the mind than we do about space.
That's a blatant lie. What do you call it? It's
an inversion.
Noble lie.
Is it an inversion where really the reverse is true? I like unreal and real as inversion.
Satanism is reversing everything good into bad. You take
the
Ten Commandments
like
and you reverse them, and you do the opposite of.
And what's the inversion of the Ten Commandments? Ten deadly sins.
Commandments. You shall not steal. You shall not. You shouldn't know the Ten Commandments. You probably had to that in school.
No, I don't remember them. I never got it. Religion was phased out of school by the time I got through it.
We said
the Lord's Prayer, but that was it. Well, we said the Lord's Prayer and then the National Anthem.
Uh-huh. Okay. Different than over then.
Yeah, we never learned the Ten Commandments. I learned it myself, though.
We were schooled in Christianity until, I think they took it away like 10 years ago. Now they learn about all religions.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the Frankfurt school system.
Yeah.
They are facing Christianity out now, and the Muslim religion, and Buddhism, and everything. The new religion is Earth worship, a.k.a. The green agenda, global warming, et cetera. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, they're changing the operating system for the Mantis. That's all.
Well, they got everyone believing it, and since regular religion's being phased out,
yes,
and there's lots of room for the new religion in people's minds, right?
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion that actually the Catholic religion died in Vatican II in the 60s.
That was 1960s?
Yeah, early 60s, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If you could post, by the way, you create lots of good audio chat content.
Uh-huh.
Someone was asking if you could maybe drop some links in the audio chat for that particular episode last night.
Yeah, I will do that tomorrow, I guess. I have stuff to do.
If you get a chance to put the link to the castle in Rome for S-Mom, that's something that interests me. If you can find anything you can find.
I dropped it before, but I can put it in again.
Oh, you put it in there?
I have done it before, yes, but not now.
Oh, no. Put it in for, I would never be able to find it from before. Just put it in for now, and that'd be great.
Yeah, I can do that. I'm going to put a little bit in with the Jesuits as well, and the connection to the oligarchy of the maritime city-states. I need to put together an explanation of the power struggle between the landed aristocracy and the maritime ones, because it's very obvious to me, and I'm surprised nobody else can see it as clearly as I do, that the families from the maritime aristocracies have totally taken over the landed aristocracy. Like, in my mind, it would be like a couple of centuries ago.
Well, put together something and start audio broadcasting it.
Yes.
That'd be fine with me. I'd listen to that. You could just do it on your own if you wanted.
It's all logical. It's not rocket science.
Well, it's just knowledge. Yeah, rocket science. You know what that is.
That's a freaking big joke, isn't it?
Business. Do you listen to Best Band 21? Did you have any more comments on that? I know they're listening. They probably want to hear what you have to say.
I feel for the guys. They're programmed to react emotionally instead of acting on logic and reason, and it's not their fault. And they might come around, but you have to leave emotion out of studying reality, because our owners are all into logic and reason, and emotion never comes into it when it's about herd management. It's just rationality for them. For us, it seems like evil, but for them, it's something they're born into. It is totally out of their mindset to actually envision a reality without enslaving the population of the world, because that is just the way it is. It's a business. Mm-hmm. Moral relativity. The end justifies the means. Killing a few million people and maiming them,
right,
and doing psychological warfare on the whole world is just the thing you have to do to maintain or increase your power, right?
Right. So this little shill storm that we weathered at psychologist.com is just part of doing business. The cost of doing business, right?
Yeah, we are a threat to them, the dominant minority, which is just a few hundred people really on top.
The predatory ruling class, PRC.
Yes, that's a very good
yeah, I like that.
Name of it, yeah. I think human beings are the only species on Earth that actually preys on itself, on its own kind. I can't think of any other animal that does that. Of course, you have the alpha males that are dominant in a herd, especially in predatory animals like lions and t- tigers, etc., etc. But I don't think it's the same dynamics. It's more ruthless in mankind, as I see it. I don't know what your view on that is.
That's because we're cursed with the power of thought. Other animals are too busy with their natural instincts, but we have so much time on our hands.
I don't think they are born with free will. They are more run by instinct or the collective unconscious, which would be another name for it, yes.
Yeah, we have too much. We have too much developed brain to deal with.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a physical thing. I think human beings are spirit and soul. The body is just... we have exclusive right to use it when we're here, but it's not ours, mm-hmm. I don't think. So, This is very deep philosophy, but anyways, it's something to ponder, I think.
Yeah, I think
there's so much distractions and so much bullshit on the television. It's beyond belief at this point, I think.
Yeah, I think philosophy is a worthwhile. Did you ever read Nietzsche? Someone told me to read Nietzsche.
Friedrich Nietzsche. He's Prussian, I think. No, I haven't. No.
He's Russian? Polish? Russian?
No, Prussian.
He's Prussian.
Yeah. Prussia was dukedom, ruled by dukes. It was it was an enclave in what is now Poland, or it used to be named the Polish-Lithuanian Empire.
Well, is that right?
Yes. And they were the ones that took over what we now know as Germany. Because they went in a pact with what would be now Berlin around there. And gradually they took over the whole thing. So they are not German, really. So that's quite interesting, I think.
Polish-Lithuanian Empire.
Or Polish-Lithuanian, what is it called when two countries have a
Polish-Lithuanian
Union or something.
Union, yeah.
I'll try to Google it. It was one of the biggest countries in Europe.
What years were those? 14, 15, 16?
From the 1500s until late 1700s, I think.
So they had kings and dukes and...
Mm-hmm.
The kings and dukes running the place.
Yes, family business. Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, it's the name of... that's the correct term. Very huge.
Interesting.
If you only read the Wikipedia, which is, or Jesuitpedia, or whatever we call it, it's quite interesting stuff. If you look at the map, it's quite huge.
Right. Interesting.
So Prussia was a little enclave on the Baltic Sea and in the north. And Prussia would be of the old Hanseatic League, which were law merchants or merchants. They were running trade in Norway. Actually, they had one town called Bergen.
Bergen, I remember. Oh yeah, Bergen in Norway. Yeah.
Yes. So the Norwegian word "kontor" is actually from that time. It was called Bergen Kontor. That was where they're running the business from. So here in Norway. Most Norwegians have blonde hair and blue eyes, but when you go along the coastline, you find a lot of people with brown hair and brown eyes. That is because sailors from both Venice and Genoa stranded on the Norwegian coast during the sailing years, because sailing was not actually a very safe way to go from place to place. You could get... If a storm came, you could go on shore and your whole ship was crushed. And the sailors on board were not actually very they did not have the funds to pay for the journey back home. So,
well, a lot of problems in transportation back in the day.
Yeah, if you look at the sailing in terms, the salesmanship were close to slavery. They had very hard work and very top-down rule from the officers on the boat. And if you did not do what you were told, it was very hard punishment at the time. So it was not a dance on roses, that's for sure.
You get thrown overboard if you don't do as you're told, and if you stay on the ship, you die of scurvy.
Yes. But if you were sailing from the Mediterranean up to around Spain, up to Norway, I don't think that was a problem. That was just on longer journeys crossing that Atlantic, I think. Because that took months, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's one journey I'll never take on a boat. I know a few people that have taken it back in the 60s. Before planes were cheap enough.
Yes.
The boat was the way to go, right?
Yeah, you had steamships, and after that you had the diesel engines. And before that it was sailing. Well, that was hardcore stuff.
Especially if the wind didn't pick up.
If we look at this Polish Lithuanian Empire, the economy of the Commonwealth was dominated by a feudal agriculture based on the plantation system in serfs, slavery. In Poland, was forbidden in the 15th century. In Lithuania, slavery was formally abolished in 1588. They were replaced by second enserfment, typically a nobleman's landholding, compromised of a folwark, a large farm worked by serfs to produce surplus for the international and external trade. And this was done by Prussia, which was in north, part of the Hanseatic League. Portrait of an Italian merchant and banker, Giulimo Orsetti. His wealth enabled him to make large loans to the Commonwealth. This is an Italian guy who... Yeah. All the important stuff is taken out of the history. We don't learn anything in school. It's a fucking joke. It's all available, though, if you bother to take the time to look into it.
Well, I just listen to you instead. It's just as easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of dry stuff, so you have to be interested to actually...
I'm interested from the perspective of herd management. I like the history of that.
Uh-huh. That is why I don't understand about this Irish guy and that wherein they were talking about in Dust Bowl 21, that they actually think that the elites wants to give us our freedom. We never had it, and we're never going to get it. Then we have to fight for it. It's not something they're going to give away for free. I think that is very childlike thinking.
Yeah, well, you can't fight a monster. I don't want to be a defeatist. I'm just a realist.
Yeah, sure. Well, there's light in the end of the tunnel. It's not a lost battle, but it doesn't look good as I see it. Well, that's
freedom
fair enough.
Freedom is knowledge. That's enough freedom for me. As long as I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't get too upset about it. I think that's a pretty good starting point. I'm not starting my own country, though.
No. We're not born into that. This is interesting. Languages in the Polish Lithuanian Commonwealth was Polish, Latin, French, Chancellor, Ruthenian, Lithuanian, German, Prussian, Hebrew, Yiddish, Italian, Armenian, and Arabic.
Hodgepodge.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the Polish. They have really, really been through hell for their... After this Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth dissolved, it has been war after war after war, and they have been conquered and been treating like shit.
Why is that? Ranges. Is it just because of where they are on the
yeah,
map?
I think so. I think it's it's where they are placed on the map. You had the equestrian herds on the big plains in Asia, and you had the Europeans on the other side. So they have been like a ball being kicked back and forth. So,
well, they have no geography to protect the area, right? It's just
Poland
wide open.
I have been to Poland.
It's like standing in the middle of a highway.
It's quite flat in the south, though. It's you have the Alps. It's quite high altitude, but that's just a minor part of Poland.
Well, my point is, they're not on an island. They're not protected by a lot of geography, so
no.
They're ripe to be run over by whatever army is going east or west.
Yes. And the Bortlik State as well, it's a very sad story. They were under the evil rule of the Soviet Union, and then the Germans came and they were very happy to get rid of the communism, and the Germans were as evil as the communists were, actually almost the same thing, so it's interesting. There is a link between two of those countries and Scandinavia, because it used to be a Swedish territory before. One of those countries is they speak almost Hungarian. It's the same language group as Finnish and Hungarian, and I don't remember which one it is. It might be Estonia. I don't remember. No, you should come to Europe and travel around if you can afford it. It's quite interesting. Dutch or Prussia.
I would like to go to Europe. I think that'll be my retirement present to myself, if it's still there.
Well, it would physically be there, but, well, time will show, right? Brandenburg, Prussia is the thing I was talking about earlier. Yeah.
On a non-historical note, were you able to get on the new chat on my website? Did it work for you?
Yeah, it's all right, but I think the phones are quite small, though.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. But you can't. It did work for you, though, right?
Yeah, sure. I was looking at the website, and all the thumbs down was kind of interesting to watch lately. Who has the technology and the know-how how to put in so many thumbs down?
You're enjoying your beer tonight, huh?
Yep. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I discussed how it's done on one of the past broadcasts. It's not hard. It's easy. It's easy to do. Anyone has the technology. All you need to do is get a anonymous, do private browsing and block your IP. And you can spend all night voting up and down if that's how you get your jollies.
Yeah, it looks like an attack, like... You understand what I'm saying?
Not an attack. It's one person that has a lot of time, because you got to change your proxy every time. That takes a minute or two. And once you do that, you can just go back, refresh the website, and press thumbs up or down. But does anyone really take any of that seriously? It's just a little bow tie on a box. It's totally irrelevant.
Yes. But for the person who did it, it's probably...
We all know voting is all a fraud anyway, so... This is the most insecure voting possible. So I wouldn't... I'm amazed it becomes a discussion point for everyone. Everyone is so excited about it.
It's not important, really.
No, if anyone really has... if anyone really is... likes a post or a comment, you can make a reply and actually say, hey, I like the comment. That's enough. You don't have to say anything else.
Nope. That's true.
I do that all the time. Sometimes I just say, good comment. I don't have anything else to say.
No. There's too much emotion involved, I think.
If you want to spend all day voting up and down comments, then go for it. I mean, it's a waste of time, though. It actually screws up my statistics, I think, because every time you load the page, it looks like a million people are reading it. Yes. It's only one person.
Yeah, or maybe two or whatever.
Well, it couldn't be more than one, I'm sure. I don't think most people have the time or the interest. It's not because it doesn't matter. But now that you've talked about it, of course, that's a new wave of interest that you just generated.
Yeah, but we can talk about it now, and then we drop the subject, because it's pathetic to actually spend that
turn
much
it off
energy
again.
Into putting negativity into your website, I think.
Yeah, I'll just turn it off. I can turn it off. I'll turn it back off. It's obviously bothering people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Every time there's a fun little thing, a fun little tool. It's fun for most people. There's always someone who has to wreck it. That's always the way, though.
Yep.
That's true.
Just like in school. They would put out some candies and someone would take all the candies and in the end nobody got one. That's always how group mentality works. Oh, there's always one person that wrecks it for everybody.
Yes. That's true.
The age of self-centeredness and ego worship.
Well, there's always somebody who wants more attention than the other, just like spoiled children, and they do what they can to get it.
It's about insecurity, right?
Yeah, someone who didn't get enough attention or got dropped on their head when they were young.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah. Oh, the Ebola hoax, it's interesting stuff. Are you going to take the Ebola vaccine, Tim?
No, I don't think I'll take any vaccines after what I hear on all these different podcasts. Makes me wonder what they do at all. Makes me question all that now.
It's a eugenics tool, that's all. It's not so hard to figure out.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Destroy the immune system so we are stay sick. It's good for business.
Yeah, I guess. I don't want to believe it, but that's certainly all I hear now.
Well, it seems like that is the truth, though, so...
Yeah, that's the truth I would like to resist for as long as possible, I think, but who knows?
Well...
It's
kind of counterintuitive to actually stick a needle into your skin and apply something within the body. It's not to our benefit, that's for sure.
Well, I understand the principle of it. The principles make sense to me, though.
Yes, but, logic.
It does make sense to me. No, the principle of what a vaccine, how it's supposed to work.
Okay. Well, these people are very good at their sophism and noble lies. Of course, it sounds plausible.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean it's true,
right,
though.
It sounds plausible. No, I don't. The story is good. But
yeah,
then
sure.
Again, I've never. I don't have the laboratory to study it. You see, nobody else does either.
I think of myself because I did not get hardly any vaccines when I went to school, and all my cousins got all the childhood diseases, and I got one.
Yeah, well, that's pretty anecdotal. That's what you're one person, but I would like to see a huge study, but. I don't suppose we're going to get one of those.
No. Have you vaccinated your children? Did I lose you? I have to. I think I have to call it a night. It's late.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, it was nice talking to you on there. Always.
Yeah,
we
talk soon, Tim.
Drop some links and thank
you
for your feedback.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow
evening.
I think.
Sure, old K-Ham. Was tomorrow K-Ham's radio hour?
Uh-huh.
She'll be around.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's a nice breath of fresh air.
Yes,
I like hearing. She comes from a female and a Muslim perspective. You can't.
It's very interesting, actually. I think it's very enlightening.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's a specialized broadcaster. She has a unique perspective. None of
us. She has a good radio voice as well, so.
Yeah, she
it's
speaks
nice.
Like a school teacher. She,
yes.
She teaches us.
Yeah. Yes.
I like to be taught. I like to be taught now and then.
Yeah. But you have to take in the data and analyze it and dissect it yourself, and then you're ready to go, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's great. She's great. Kay, you're great. I know you're listening.
Yes.
And we look forward every Thursday at 7:11 Eastern Daylight Time to hear your broadcast.
Yes.
And I know she likes guests as well, like every one of us. So anyone who wants to guest or chat with her, I'm sure she'd be more than excited to have you on. So sign up at audiochat.fakeologist.com and get on the TeamSpeak, everybody.
Yes. Thanks for the chat, Tim, and we talk
all right.
later this week.
Have a great night, Jan Eric.
Yeah,
all
cheers.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
This is Tom Dapper on Fakeologist.com.